Thursday's five-hour hearing saw each side literally going back and forth between the pros and cons of Stand Your Ground. Law enforcement agencies opposed the repeal, including Okaloosa County Sheriff Larry Ashley.
Are you going to steal my TV, my radio, or other belongings? Or are you going to rape, rob, and murder me? We don't have the time to figure out, do we have the right to defend ourselves? It's a presumption that we have a right to defend ourselves, not only in your home, but in your neighborhood, at the mall, anywhere you have a lawful right to be. And Florida sheriffs stand behind this law and oppose the repeal of it.
Others, like Ron Davis, were not sure whether they'd like a repeal or a rewrite of the law. But Davis says lawmakers have a responsibility to take the existing law off the books. His son, Jordan, was killed last year in Jacksonville by a man who's now using Stand Your Ground in his defense.
When you think that people are reasonable and you give them an out, you give them a way to say, if there are no witnesses, I can do this, and all they're going to ask for is what is in the mind of the shooter. Because the victim has no story. So they're going to make up the story that they want to make up. And so that's what you have to think of when you make these laws and you rewrite these laws, whether you have to repeal it or just rewrite it. You have to think of, we're looking at the mind of the shooter.
Still, the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee voted down Tallahassee Representative Alan Williams' repeal bill by an overwhelming 11-2 margin. That wasn't surprising to the two Democratic leaders in either chamber. Here's Fort Lauderdale Senator Chris Smith speaking before the hearing's end.
It seems predetermined. It seems that, you know, there are people on the committee who are predetermined to vote against the bill.
And here's House Minority Leader Perry Thurston forecasting the vote's outcome during a press conference in the days leading up to the hearing.
We don't know exactly what they're going to do. Probably going to do not one damn thing.
Thurston says instead of hearings that go nowhere, lawmakers should do what Floridians want, make changes to the existing law, as in a proposal authored by Smith and Altamont Springs Republican David Simmons.
It's a discussion about what are the state attorneys saying? What are law enforcement saying? What changes do they want to see come about? And I think that's the adult and professional way of handling this bill, not to just have individuals come out and sound the alarm about keeping it or getting rid of it.
But the proposal already moving through the Senate has a hurdle. Fort Walton Beach Republican Matt Gaetz, who chairs the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee and sets the agenda. A staunch proponent of Stand Your Ground, he's repeatedly said the bipartisan fix lacks substance. Still, following the hearing, Gaetz said he's not ruling anything out.
Well, this is the Florida legislature. I guess, you know, we haven't begun our legislative session, so hope springs eternal for everyone. Now, of course, the bill filing deadline has not concluded. So if there's a substantive way to keep the duty, you know, to stand your ground in place, I think that, of course, we'll always review laws as they're written, presented, and in the possession of our committee.
Meanwhile, Smith says he remains hopeful Gaetz will hear his bill in the House.
Well, we talked briefly, and then we're looking to talk after this to continue the discussion. Today was their first, you know, bite at the apple, but yeah, I've been in contact with him to continue the discussion. Today is not the last day that the House should visit Stand Your Ground in its provisions.
As for the sponsor of the repealer bill, Alan Williams says he's not giving up on putting an end to the existing law, this time through a different avenue.
Obviously, we've heard from the committee that at least this year in this House, we won't have a repeal bill. I think if we can't repeal it, we must repair it. That's been my argument all along. I said, look, I think that was the first place to start. And I believe we owe it to the citizens of the state to make sure that we have, if not a perfect law, a better law.
Williams says he now intends to work with Smith, Simmons, and all parties involved toward passing the proposal amending Stand Your Ground. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.